Nick Petit, you were doing so well and we're about 13 miles out from Unalakleet and your dogs were just loaded onto some sleds. And you said they were just acting strange. It's not because they're hurt, it's not because you're hurt, but they were just acting very weird.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I camped a little bit back there, switched their booties and started moving and everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, there was some strange stepping going on that I had never seen before. Like back slip, like weird slipping. And on surfaces that don't slip. And so I checked out the dog that was slipping and I couldn't see what was wrong with them. All of a sudden they all looked like they lost 10 pounds in just a short time. More than 10. And now they don't look like they lost all that, but I don't know.
Just odd, very, very odd then for you to see. I mean, what just happened tonight? You were doing well, you were in the top five.
The dogs were cruising right along and then they started looking weird after stopping. These dogs were very healthy. They were heavy. They were comparable to a house dog. Mm-hmm. They were fat. And all of a sudden they got skinny in like no time.
And let's talk about that. So you had just fed them horse meat and you had not done that throughout the entire trail.
I'd never fed horse meat before, but it was a hot day and I'd heard that horse is good for hydration and I'd give him something different because I like to change it up for him. And I think that's why my dogs were eating so well is because I was giving me some of this, some of that, some ribeye, whatever. And then I thought I'd throw them some horse that I got.
And that was just like 5 miles from where we're standing right now.
That was 5 miles from where I camped, mm-hmm. which is a mile from here. Mm-hmm. And it all just happened all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're all happy. They're just weird slipping. Like it's not slipping when it's not a slippery surface, but it looked like they were on ice when they weren't. Hmm. And I mean, one of them. And since I care for all of these dogs the same way, if one of them's got it, then they all got it. So push a button, call somebody, find a vet, have these guys checked out.
I'm sorry you were doing so well and we're really looking forward to seeing how you were going to play out this next part of the race. And people were commenting up and down the trail of how this guy who's only run the race a few times, how is he in the top 10 and the top 5? And yeah, it's got to be a big disappointment.
Huh? To say the least, disappointment, but I want to take some of this horse and these dogs and have the whole package tested for whatever could have caused that. I mean, I know they ran a long ways and that has to take a toll on the dog, but I've ran these dogs a lot and I've never seen anything like that, so.
Thanks. Nicholas Petit ended up scratching from the 2014 Iditarod. Yesterday afternoon, a team of snow machiners went up and got his team and brought him to the town of Unalakleet. This was Petit's fourth Iditarod. He was the Rookie of the Year in 2011 and finished in sixth place last year. Reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.